Chapter 7. Man of Great Vision. Now it came about in the 13th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month in the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's exile, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and there the hand of the Lord came upon him. Ezekiel 1 verses 1-3. Having encountered four living creatures and the chariot from another dimension. As this title chapter suggests, this prophetic man of God had a great vision. Oh, how we need to be trained by the Holy Spirit, our spiritual teacher, to have spiritual sight into this heavenly realm, such as this man did. He knew his calling in life and answered that call and commissioning given by the Creator himself. For this to happen to us, we must experience an open heaven. We must be in a place with God, knowing that He wants to speak to us because we are chosen, then we must listen. When the heavens are open and when all is right, the vessel of God will be the recipient of this vision. We continue our reading in Ezekiel 1 verses 4-5. And as I looked, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud with fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. And within it there were figures resembling four living beings. And this was their appearance, they had human form. It is very interesting here that the average man of God would stand back and have some reservations of this kind of revelation. Yet, God prepares His selected servants to ready themselves for His call and commissioning. As the vision continues to unveil itself, Ezekiel is caught up in the middle of it. Ezekiel 1 verses 5-14. Within it there were figures resembling four living beings. And this was their appearance, they had human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. And their legs were straight and their feet were like a calf's hoof, and they gleamed like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides were human hands. As for the faces and wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. Their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man, all four had the face of a lion on the right and the face of a bull on the left, and all four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each had two touching another being, and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward, wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go, without turning as they went. In the midst of the living beings there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches darting back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright, and lightning was flashing from the fire. And the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. To understand visions such as this, we must look to the Holy Spirit, who is our tutor for many things, and ask Him to reveal their meaning. We must have spiritual eyes and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We see this written in the Gospels and in the book of Revelation. In order to put this vision into proper perspective, we must remember some of the background history of this man called Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel had the thankless job of proclaiming God's message on the crowded and hostile streets of Babylon. At the same time, Jeremiah was warning the citizens of Jerusalem of the coming destruction of that holy city. Ezekiel was preaching the same message to the exiles in Babylon. Even though these exiles were hundreds of miles away from the promised land and the temple, God did not leave them in the dark. Instead, He sent Ezekiel to warn, exhort, and comfort His weary exiles. Ezekiel received and reported revelations from the living God as an exile in Babylon during 593-571 BC. All that is known of this solitary prophet comes from his written prophecy, and no compelling data exist for the acceptance of any author other than the one named in the book itself, Ezekiel, son of Buzi, who was taken captive with Jehoiakim and other Hebrews in 597 BC. History fills in the gaps in time to give us clarity. You can see that we can time travel in dreams and visions. Care to pray for more? As we continue to read in the first chapter of Ezekiel, it goes on to unfold his great vision, which leads us into excitement beyond our wildest imagination. Reading verses 15-21 and onward may very well leave one gasping, mouth wide open, in amazement. Now as I looked at the living beings, behold, there was one wheel on the earth beside the living beings, for each of the four of them. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like sparkling beryl, and all four of them had the same form, their appearance and workmanship being as if one wheel were within another. Whenever they moved in any of their four directions without turning as they moved. As for their rims, they were lofty and awesome, and the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about. And whenever the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them. And whenever the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels rose also. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction. And the wheels rose close beside them. For the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Whenever those went, these went, and whenever those stood still, these stood still. And whenever those rose from the earth, the wheels rose close beside the, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. These verses continue on through verse 28, the end of the chapter. And this was only the beginning of Ezekiel's ministry. You must sit before the Lord and ready yourself for a vision. Are you ready for God to reveal things to you from beyond the veil? Ezekiel was ready. Now watch how this account played out. Chapter 2 verses 1 to 3 says, Then he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet. And I heard him speaking to me. Then he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. Ezekiel had visions and obeyed what he was told to do. How about you, friends? Are you ready?